Okay, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Tim in the Morning Show. We're going to give it a good effort today. It's Christmas Eve day. Yes, hope everybody's been good this year. Well, yeah. The man in the big red suit will be making the rounds a little later. Hopefully, you're getting a visit from him. Mm-hmm. What do we got here today? It's minus one in the Creston Valley today, and winds are calm. Humidity is sitting at 99%, and barometric pressure 103.1 kilopascals and rising. Now, we're supposed to have a mix of sun and cloud today with some fog patches dissipating down along the river, and we'll go up to a high of 2 degrees. Tonight, down to minus 4, partly cloudy. And then we'll have cloudy conditions tomorrow with 0 degrees and cloudy and minus one on Thursday, Boxing Day. And let's see, Friday is cloudy and zero. Saturday, cloudy, zero. Sunday, cloudy, minus three. And Monday, a chance of flurries, about 30% with a high of 2 degrees. All right, we're going to start things off here today with a little Betty LaVette, The Last Time, right here on South Kootenai Radio. Sure we are. How about small faces?
Everything I want, and there's nothing that I need. I can't see. South Kootenai Radio.
Tune in, listen, and enjoy.
You're listening to South Kootenai Radio. I'm broadcasting right here out of the Crescent Valley. Let's try another Christmas tune, shall we? A little Bob Seger here in The Last Herd. Sock it to me, Santa.
You know what, Pop?
What's that, son?
Christmas just isn't going to be the theme this year.
Well, why is that?
Because Santa's got a brand new bag!
Santa, you know what I like. Sock it to me, Santa, just bring me a bag. Christmas just won't be a drag. Santa's got a brand new bag. Don't you dare let those chimneys bring you down. You got to spread those toys all over town. My stockings all hung so you can see. Don't hit me up, Santa, lay some toys on me. Sock it to me, Santa, you know where it's at. Sock it to me, Santa, I want a baseball bat. Christmas just won't be a drag. Santa's got a brand new bag. Santa, oh, this dress real nice from his head to his toe.
say, yeah.
He's lost a little weight, but his jet is still rolling.
Suck it to me, say, yeah. Suck it to me, Santa. You heard what I said. Suck it to me, Santa. Come on, bring me a sled. Christmas just won't be a drag. Santa's got a brand new band.
All right, Bob Seger there on the last herd with Suck It To Me Santa. Yeah. 7:45 is time for this day in Canadian history. And the first one is from 1751 out of Sorel, Quebec. Friedrich von Baron von. Oh, man, why do I try these ones? Anyway, they erected Canada's first Christmas tree for the garrison at Fort Sorel. There you go. I should have just did the old standby. How's this?
Sorel, Quebec, Friedrich Baron von Riedesel, 1738-1800, erects Canada's first Christmas tree for the garrison in Fort Sorel.
Yeah, doesn't that sound much better? Didn't even stumble once. Yeah. What else do we have here? Joey Smallwood celebrating, not celebrating anymore, but he passed away in 1990, but he was born on, 1991, but was born on this day on 1900 in Mint Brook, just outside of Gambo, Newfoundland. Yeah. Of course, Smallwood, the premier of New Brunswick there, or Newfoundland, I should say, after joining Confederation. And we got another one here, a story from, 1974 of Hollywood, California. Joni Mitchell goes Christmas caroling with her neighbors, James Taylor, Carly Simon, and Linda Ronstadt. Yeah, I bet they had fun. Yeah. And let's see, 1990, pianist Glenn Gould makes his CBC broadcast debut on Sunday morning recital. Comes to prefer the microphone to the concert stage, and in 1964 gives up performing live. There you go. All right, we've got some Omar Kent Dykes and Jimmy Vaughn and Baby What's Wrong right here on South Gooden Radio.
Thank you. strange. I'm just hoping, baby, I don't go insane. Oh, baby, honey, what's wrong with you? You don't treat me, darling, like you used to do.
Oh,
Aerosmith there with Walk This Way. That one's going way back. Well, it's going back pretty far. 1975 from the Toys in the Attic. It is 8:01 minus 1 degrees here in the Crescent Valley, and it's time for a 4-minute, 30-second news update, and let's let the crew have their big chance at it, eh? Right here on South Kootenai Radio.
This is CBC News. I'm Zintar Sirs. The weekend ice storm in southern Ontario may be to blame for the deaths of two people in the town of Newcastle. Police say a 52-year-old man and his 72-year-old mother died after carbon monoxide seeped into their home from a gas generator running in the garage. They were using it to supply electricity to heat the house. Thousands of people from Ontario and the Maritimes still don't have electricity. Now, after the ice storm come the insurance claims. Falling trees have damaged both homes and cars, and that could lead to a record amount of claims. More on that from business reporter Scott Peterson.
Insurance companies not in the business of losing money, and it could be the first year that they're going to exceed $3 billion in claims. When you look at the Alberta spring floods, $1.7 billion, record floods there, devastating parts of Calgary. Toronto record rainfall, $900 million in claims there. And if the indication now with the Toronto ice storm in particular, you take a look at the Quebec storm back in 1998, there was about $2.1 billion in claims. So that, for the first time, according to the Insurance Bureau, puts us over claims of $3 billion for this year. So the unfortunate effect here is we could all be facing higher fees next year.
Business reporter Scott Peterson in Toronto. Internationally, new and disturbing reports of mass ethnic violence are emerging from South Sudan this morning. It's been more than a week since the country plunged into chaos after President Salva Kiir Odinga accused his former Vice President Riek Machar, a new heir, of staging a coup. Machar-led forces have already taken key towns in the country. Shirley Kamia has more.
The latest news coming from South Sudan that we're hearing here in Nairobi is that the bloodshed is showing no signs of stopping. There's word from witnesses that security forces have killed more than 200 people in Juba, and most were from the Nuer ethnic group. Now, witnesses also say gunmen from the Dinka majority are shooting people in Nuer-populated sections of the capital. The government is denying any involvement in the violence. At least 45,000 people have rushed to seek protection at the United Nations compounds. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has sent an urgent appeal to the Security Council, requesting 5,500 more peacekeepers be sent in to protect civilians. The UN already has more than 6,800 troops and police in the country. Both President Salva Kiir and rebel leader Riek Machar have said they're ready to talk. The escalating conflict has already led to the deaths of hundreds of people. Shirley Kamia, CBC News, Nairobi.
Two space station astronauts have floated outside on Christmas Eve in hopes of finishing urgent cooling system repairs. It's the second spacewalk in 4 days. The astronauts removed a faulty ammonia pump at the International Space Station during the first outing on Saturday. Today they will install a new pump. The external cooling line shut down a couple of weeks ago. Well, as Santa takes flight today, he will be getting a little bit of help from Canada yet again. Glenn Fraser is an 87-year-old Albertan who for decades now has made an annual Christmas trek to Mexico delivering gifts to a poor community. But this year's trip could be his last. Briar Stewart has the story.
Glenn Fraser's garage in rural Alberta is an unlikely workshop. But to a small community in Mexico, he's known as Santa Canada. Every year, he loads up a trailer and makes a 5-day trip south to Mexico, hauling hundreds of gifts for children.
They see the truck and she or he start running around. They're here.
Fraser began making the trip after he and his wife visited Mexico. They wanted to do something to help the community. Many of the gifts are donated, but Fraser spends around $9,000 each year on toys and on the trip.
It gets me energy.
But this year has been harder than most. Doctors have discovered a tumor the size of a fist on his lungs. They've warned him not to go, but his daughter is doing everything she can to make sure he does.
If anything does happen to him, I think he will die happy because he's knowing that he gave him the heart and he enjoyed doing what he did.
Briar Stewart, CBC News, near Devon, Alberta.
And that is CBC News. I'm Zintar Sirs.
Thanks-a-lot, Zintarj. Okay, minus 1 degree is calm, going up to some sunny conditions, and 2 degrees today. Going to play something a little bit different by some Stanton Moore. I got a song here called Maple Plank, and I know, I'm wondering about it.
listening to South Kootenai Radio. Yeah.
Okay, here we go. This day in rock and roll history, right here on South Kootenai Radio, December the 24th. We only have one birthday to report, and that's Lee Dorsey, born on this day in 1926. Of course, Lee Dorsey's a big hit, working in a coal mine. Useless trivia throughout the days. On December the 24th, we're going to start in 1964, and that's when the Beatles had the number one album in the U.S. for the third Christmas in a row. Rubber Soul sat atop the LP chart in 65, following Beatles for Sale in 64, with the Beatles in 63. The Fab Four would repeat this feat again in 1968 with the Beatles' White Album, and again in 69 with Abbey Road. 1972, police provoked a riot in Miami, Florida after pulling the plug on a Manfred Mann Earth Band concert because of the noise or the complaints that they were getting. And the band was just on tour promoting their latest album, Glorified Magnified. As the battle raged, the band hid in the dressing room. 1976, Hotel California, the Eagles' sixth album, goes platinum and begins the first of eight consecutive weeks at the top of the Billboard chart. Efforts. The Effort was the band's first LP with Joe Walsh and the last with bass player Randy Meisner, and has now sold over 16 million copies or more. Yeah. So let's start off with some Lee Dorsey here, working in a coal mine, and to get things rolling for this day in rock and roll history. Right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, about to slip down. Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, about to slip down.
5 o'clock in the morning, I'm already up and gone. Lord, I'm so tired. How long can this go on?
Better working in a coal mine, going down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Cause I make a little money, haul it gold by the ton. But when Saturday rolls around, I'm too tired for having fun.
Too tired for having, I'm just working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Lord, I'm so tired. How long can this go on?
Daddy, working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
5 o'clock in the morning, I'm already up and gone. Lord, I'm so tired. How long can this go on?
Daddy, working in a coal mine, going down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Cause I make a little money, hauling coal by the ton. But when Saturday rolls around, I'm too tired for having fun.
Too tired for having, I'm just working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working
in a coal mine, whoop,
about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine.
You're listening to This Day in Rock and Roll History right here on South Kootenai Radio. All right, the Eagles finishing off this day in rock and roll history there. That album coming out on this day in 1976. And before that, we had the Beatles, Drive My Car from Rubber Soul. And that one, big hit during Christmas 1965. And Lee Dorsey starting things off with Working in a Coal Mine, born on this day in 1926. All right, well, let's see. There's not going to be a rock and roll history tomorrow. It's going to be just a sort of Christmas music being played on the station here for most of the day. So, or at least the morning anyways. First half of the day. Maybe that's what I'll do. Just first half of the day. Of course, that'll be Mountain Standard Time because I'm not getting up at 3 in the morning to program the computer to start playing Christmas music then, am I? Well, maybe I could do it by getting the computer to do it. Yeah, maybe I'll do it that way. Yeah. So everybody on the East Coast can have a good time listening to some Christmas tunes while they're opening up their presents. All right, what should we play here now? I think I've got some... we played that one. Some, how about some Freddie King? Sensation, something like that. Accessing, processing. And we don't have dead air here.
Thank you.
Okay, isn't that nice and mellow for the Christmas Eve Day show? Charlie Brown Christmaser, a couple of cuts from that album. And it is now quarter to the hour here, and it's time for our artist highlight. We're going to feature the music of Steve Pinio's Christmas album. He released this one to family and friends only in 1999, and I think it was the very first time I ever met Steve Pinio. He used to live across, or his brother-in-law used to live across the street from me, and so I was invited over there, and it was a good time. So anyway, so we're going to play some tunes from that, but first, a big thanks going out to Golden Treasures, the sponsorship of this segment of the program. So let's get things rolling with Winter Wonderland right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird, here to stay is the new bird. He sings a love song while we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman, pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job while you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we made, walking in a winter wonderland. Parson Brown. Well, he'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job while you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire, face unafraid the plans that we made, walking in a winter wonderland, walking in a winter wonderland.
Thank you. I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue thinking about you. Decorations of red around a green Christmas tree, they won't mean a thing, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those blue snowflakes start falling, that's when my blue memories are calling. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas of white, but I have a blue, 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 blue Christmas. I'll have a blue Christmas without you little kids around. Madeline and Celeste, Elliot out in Victoria. I don't get to see every time I want to. And little Spencer. You know I love to play the guitar and dance with you. And Evan, well, I don't even know you that well yet. But it'll be a blue Christmas without you. And when those blue snowflakes start falling, that's when my blue memories start calling. You
simply must go.
Baby, it's cold outside.
such a welcome has been.
I'm so glad that you dropped in.
So nice and warm.
Look out that window. Whoa, that's a storm.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the
waves
door.
Waves on a tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is
gosh,
vicious.
Your lips are delicious.
Well, maybe just one cigarette more.
Never seen a storm like this before.
I've got to go home.
Baby, you'll freeze out there.
Steve, lend me your comb.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been great.
I thrill when you hold my hand.
But don't you see?
How could you do this thing to me?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Well, think of my lifelong sorrow.
At least there will be.
If you caught pneumonia and died,
I really can't stay.
Get over that hole now.
Harvard is cold.
Thank you.
Smile. I hope you enjoyed that album highlight there. That's a Steve Pinio Christmas album that he put out for friends and family in 1999. We get to play a few tunes off of that one for you. And everybody's nice and mellow now. Time to come back to earth with a 4-minute, 30-second news update. Again, a big thanks going out there to Golden Treasures for their sponsorship of the artist highlight. And that is it for another edition of Tim in the Morning. Have a great Christmas Eve, everybody, and a great Christmas tomorrow, as there will be no show tomorrow, just Christmas music playing for, well, at least half a day. Anyways, have a great day and a great Christmas. And here we go, 4 minutes, 30 seconds of news, and then we'll be back with regular broadcasting. Catch y'all on the flip side.
This is CBC News. I'm Tatar Sirs.